Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. My name is R. Kyle Lynn.
I'm Cheyenne.
And I'm Shannon.
And this episode is about Ace's arrival.
Woo-hoo!
I'm so excited that I'm finally not pregnant!
Yay! She had a successful eviction.
Damn.
Eviction. Damn.
By the time you're done being pregnant,
like,
you're
get out of my belly.
You got to go.
For real though.
You were over it by the end.
I was so over it. You have no idea. There's no idea at all. I feel like I've not shared anything about Ace or labor and delivery or just about anything pertaining to him, his face online, like just nothing.
And all we've seen is his little swaddle.
Yeah, or is the back of his head. Somebody DM'd me and was like, okay, we see he has hair. I'm like,
excuse me.
Yes, he does. Lots of hair, actually.
No, you know, it's just like he's so perfect. I'm not ready to share him. It's weird.
When she says Ace is perfect, I just saw him today. And he's beyond perfect. Aww, I couldn't even, I just looked a little, little face.
He's just so cute. And newborns normally come out looking strange. And I would be the first one to tell you guys if he looked a little strange and if we needed to wait for him to get cute. But I swear he's so cute.
He's very precious.
Like the day, well, he was born at night, but the next day, I got to go see them in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures that I saw before, I was like, he's adorable. Like,
so adorable.
I was so tempted. And then when I saw him in person, I couldn't stop taking pictures at first. And it was hard not to share because it's like, Yeah, I was like, this is such a happy moment for, my sister, but it was a really happy moment for me too. Like, you know, I'm an aunt times two now.
I know.
I have a niece and a nephew. Like, I literally thought Cheyenne was going to give me, like, you know, another girl. Nieces. Yeah.
Oh, I did too. I for sure thought I was having all girls. I'll be the first one to say I've never, ever, ever, ever pictured myself with a boy. Ever.
I'm so excited you have a boy. I've been saying since the beginning I want you to have a boy. I don't know why. I just think you're funny with Parker and Boz. The way you act with them too. The way you're like, oh, your little penises. Like,
bro, the penis thing is like out of this world. When I tell you, I've never been peed on as much as I have these past 2 weeks.
Well, I hope not.
Okay. Unless I have been spoiled by having a girl with the like a vagina. Like, I hate to say I've been spoiled by a vagina, but the fact that Rye has a vagina and like her pee was just going into the diaper. Oh my god! Well,
and you're familiar with a vagina because you have
because I have one, right?
Yes.
The penis thing is just
it gets even weirder.
Oh,
get ready!
It's so weird.
Get ready.
So weirder. Weird.
Yes, Boz is now fully aware that he has a penis.
Oh, yeah, and that's weird.
Yeah,
He does weird shit in the bathroom.
Yeah, now he's like, hey, you want to see my penis? And I'm like,
no. Parker, no, I don't.
Parker freaks out. He's like, Mom, my penis is strong right now. Oh, Lord. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with it. Like,
I'm not ready. I swear I'm not ready.
I think you're going to be funny with him.
I'm not ready either.
I just can't wait to see those moments with you guys.
I can totally wait.
But I'm excited to hear your story because I haven't heard it.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
All right. So, I'm like, where is the beginning?
I was laboring on the couch.
Yeah, the couch, basically. So, I pre-labored for about 3 days. And it was like the worst possible pain ever. So our plan was I saw my doctor and she's like, I'm not letting you go past 39 weeks because you're already so big and your body is still really small. And she was like, this is what's safest for you. This is what's safest for the baby. Going past this point, like the baby can be a little too big for you to handle. Your blood pressure, his like vitals, like everything was just like, she's talking to me and I'm just like, whatever.
Get him out.
Yeah. Like at that point I'm like, whatever we need to do to get him out safely, let's do it. And at first I was a little like apprehensive, like, am I really about to be induced or like, should I just wait for him to come on his own time? But when your doctor's telling you like, this is what is safe, like the safest route for you and your child, it's like, who am I to be like, no? Like, I think she would have looked at me like, anyway, little girl, be here on this day, okay? So at first I was like, you know, being a weirdo about it. And Zach was like, okay, so what is the date and what time do we pull up to the hospital?
Zach was ready.
Right, so ready. So
he kept moving the hospital bags from like one side of the room.
Really? Yeah, he was ready.
He was like, I want my baby boy.
So ready. So we had an inducing date of the 27th. It was May 27th. And I started pre-laboring 3 days before that. And when I tell you, I was like beyond ready to go to the hospital, but my contractions never got close enough and they weren't consistent enough. So it was just like days on days of pain, like not getting out. I could not get out of the bed. Walking was just like a shit show. Like it's like hunched back over, like just pain to where I wasn't sleeping. I was just so miserable and so uncomfortable. So then I had a doctor's appointment and she checked me and she's like, you're definitely dilating, your cervix is soft, the baby's head is in position, I'm touching it. I'm like, oh, like, so I'm like, okay, great, he's ready to go. And she's like, you can honestly go into labor at any minute, like active labor, you know? So once I heard that, I was totally okay with getting induced because I'm like, my body's already started the process.
So let's just keep.
So, right, like, let's just give a little nudge at this point because I was just miserable.
bouncing on the ball.
Yeah, she was everything.
Looking up things to like the what is it? The old drinks to like
a midwife's brew. Yeah. But then I asked my doctor about that, and she's like, "Do you want to shit the baby out? Because castor oil just makes you poop." I'm like, at this point, I do. Like, I'm like, I was
did
like,
you take it?
I did like a version of the midwife's brew, but I didn't do like the one that everybody does on
YouTube. What is a midwife's brew?
So the one that I found on YouTube where like people were having like babies in their car and shit was like castor oil, apricot juice, lemon verbena tea.
That does sound like a big poop.
Oh, and almond butter.
Yeah.
And then you have to drink it and like you do like a shake and then you have to drink it in like 20 minutes. But when I asked my doctor about it, she's like, all those other things are just things to cover up the taste of the castor oil. And castor oil is like a laxative, so you're just you're shitting.
Yeah, but
and apricot juice is a laxative too, no?
I don't know.
I think so, but it's like, I think the idea behind it is it's supposed to like
make your like uterus contract. Yeah. So
this.
I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to just be mixed shitty and uncomfortable. So my doctor kept on saying, like, have lots of sex. And I'm like,
ugh. You probably don't want. Did you want to have sex?
No.
What did was you her have gesture?
Sex? She was like telling Zach, like, in mind you, Zach is in the room and I'm just like, oh,
don't get ideas.
God, do not get ideas. And he's sitting there cheesing like, and I'm like, no. If I could have screamed like, get the fuck out, like to both of them, the my doctor and Zach, I probably would have. But she's like, you gotta have sex. And there's two types of orgasms, like a clitoris orgasm or where like your uterus contracts and it's like she's like doing all these motions and shit. And Zach is looking at her like, and I'm looking at her like, no, it's not happening.
Zach is like, I'm gonna go home and put some work in.
But all I'm hearing is like, I could do that myself. Like, I got two fingers right here who can do a quick rub me down. I don't even have to, like, do the penetration thing because you're just saying I need an orgasm, like, you know. But then, you know, that's more of, like, a clitoris or, like, a clitoral, clitoral orgasm versus, like, the uterus one where I probably would need Zach. Okay.
Need a little help.
And I didn't want to do that. Like, the last thing in me was, like, let's have sex. Like, I'm as big as a whale as and I'm in pain, like my body just hurt.
You don't want to have
sex.
You barely want to be touched.
No,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't think I wanted to be touched while I was pregnant like that.
And then nipple stimulation, like
don't touch me.
I don't want that either. And then like some people were saying, like, oh, if you start pumping, then like that makes your uterus contract also, and that can send you labor. And I'm like,
that sounds. Really uncomfortable.
I'm like, I'd rather just get the Pitocin. Like, all of these things are scaring me. So, yeah, I pre-labored for, it felt like forever. And it would go in, like, it would happen in, like, sections. Like, the beginning of the day, I'd either be just a complete wreck. And then at night, I'd have, like, this weird amount of energy. And then the next day it'd be like, no, back in bed. It was just weird. It was really, really weird. I didn't like it. So by the time it came to the inducing, mm-hmm. Is it an induction?
Induction day?
I don't know. We were supposed to be at the hospital at 10 a.m. and Zach and I were running to the hospital at this point. Like, I was so.
You were over it?
Over it and so ready. So that morning, My dad came over, my sister, Boz was there, Zach's parents came, and we had breakfast together. And we
please say mom's name.
Oh, and mom.
She will be so sad if she heard everybody but her.
Well, shit, like, everyone knows mom is there. And my mother.
Ryder.
Okay, well, duh, Ryder's there. Okay, and Zach's there. Like, come on. So everybody came over to have breakfast, and we were going to pray before Zach and I and my mother went to the hospital. And that was really nice. My dad gave us a really good send off. He got super emotional.
Aww. Yeah, he got like teary eyed.
No. His tears dropped. His tears definitely dropped. Okay, I saw.
Aww.
Yeah, my dad was like super, super emotional. And I was really emotional saying goodbye to Ryder. Not goodbye, but like.
But yeah,
I'll see you later.
You know, see you later. It's just.
See you later with.
A baby.
A baby.
Yeah.
Our new chapter.
It took like a lot out of me to leave her. And it was just so weird that I'm leaving her and she's my firstborn, my mm-hmm. only, you know, my only child. And knowing that I'm coming back to her with the baby, it was just, it was almost.
I'm sure that's a lot of emotion.
Yeah, it was like too much for me. I'm like.
That's a lot of thought process. So this is a lot of things to take in.
Right. Sure. I was almost like, let's just stay home. Like, I just want to stay with her. It was overwhelming. Baby. Yeah, it was super, super overwhelming. and then Zach and I head to the hospital. My mom followed behind us. And when we got there, you know, they check you in. It's pretty smooth, easy process. And it was just weird, like, the experience of getting induced and, like, coming to the hospital and, like, having your bags ready and, like, having an appointment. I'm here to give birth today. Like,
right.
It was just so different than my experience with Ryder, because with Ryder, I was 4 days late. Was I 4 days late?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And I went into labor naturally, so when I was walking into the hospital, I was dying.
You were, like, get this baby out of me.
Screaming. So, like, it was, like, night and day. Like, this time I'm like, we're here to have a baby.
Do you think you had, like, any kind of anxiety leading up to the day, like, knowing that you had a day? Or did it, like, relieve some of your anxiety knowing, like, I've got a date that I can look forward to?
It was definitely, like, a date to look forward to. But because I was pre-laboring so bad, it was anxiety because I'm like, is this labor? Is this like, is this, am I going to go into it before? Like, mm-hmm. is everything okay? So I didn't like that aspect of it.
Got it.
And there was just a lot of pressure because we had a date. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt the pressure of like.
Getting there on time.
Yeah. Like being on time.
Setting up. And
we were late. Like, we were late. I'm going to be honest. Like, it was just too much pressure for me. I'm like, oh, this is the day. And I just kept thinking about how much pain I was in when I had Ryder. And I'm like, my vagina is about to be ripped open. Like, oh, no. Damn. Like, we're doing this again. I don't want to do it. I swear. I was like telling myself, like, let's just like, you know, pick another day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So my anxiety was high. Zach's anxiety was 1,000 times higher than mine. And I can, like, literally feel it coming off of him. Like, even on our drive, he was just super, super anxious. And I'm like, I kept asking him, like, are you okay? Like, and he was like, my anxiety, like, I'm just like, you know, we're like low-key trying to calm each other down and at the same time like wrap our heads around what we're about to go do. Okay. And I say we because when I tell you Zach has felt everything that I have felt in this pregnancy, I swear to God, he got every symptom that I got. And in my head, he felt every contraction that I did.
When Cheyenne says that Zach experienced every symptom, she truly means he experienced every symptom.
I'm not kidding.
There are times where Cheyenne and I would be hanging out and we'd drive home. She'd be like, "Mom, my heartburn," or like, mm-hmm. "You know, I'm really nauseous." We would walk in the house, and she hasn't talked to Zach. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, we would walk in the house and he'd be curled up in the ball on the couch and he'd be like, "I'm so nauseous right now and I have really bad heartburn." I'd be like, "What's going on?" Like, he had food cravings. Mm-hmm. I swear,
he felt everything I felt.
You couldn't tell that man he wasn't having it.
Yeah, for real. If I was anxious, he was anxious. Like, everything, and I know it's going to sound like, whatever, but I swear, everything I felt. He was just so into the pregnancy. Yeah,
very into the pregnancy.
You saw how
into it. Yeah, I was just going to say, he was very attentive during the pregnancy as well.
Yeah.
But he was very in tune with you.
It was hard for him to see Cheyenne pre-labor, because I think he just... Part of him felt helpless, but part of him, he really wanted to, like, cater and nurture you.
And help you, probably.
And he was sitting there breathing. He was doing all the things. And Cheyenne would be like,
"Don't touch me."
But Zach would just be like, "Just breathe." Like,
a part of me felt like he was breathing for himself.
Oh, you're probably like, "Shut up."
Definitely.
Like, he was doing the stuff we learned in class. And I'm like, "Is that for me or is that for you?" But... we were just so anxious that morning. But by the time we got checked in and stuff, I would say I didn't actually start getting Pitocin until 12.
Yeah. What time did you walk in?
We walked in around 10. So it took about 2 hours to start that process. And I was nervous about Pitocin because, you know, I did my Googling
search.
It was, like, hit or miss with people, like, as if, like, it was, like, an increased level of pain. Or some people were, like, all for Pitocin. Some people were, like, it made it come a lot faster and a lot stronger. So I was super anxious, like, waiting for the moment for it to be, like, boom.
But you didn't feel that moment.
No. I turned on, like, my pregnancy meditation soundtrack. I was, like, zoning out because... What I didn't want is to be, like, thinking, okay, pain, and then, like, making myself hurt. Even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to ask for an epidural, like, super early, and then, like...
You just wanted to wait it out.
Yeah, I just wanted to wait it out and, like, feel. Because with Rye, I felt...
For hours.
I felt for about a day before I was, like, throwing in the towel, like, okay, give me an epidural. So I wanted to, like, allow my body to kind of go through the motions of everything and to feel things. So I kind of, I tuned out everything around me. And then they checked me a few hours later, and I was around 3 to 4. And I was definitely feeling it, but it wasn't, like, screaming pain. It was more of like,
ooh. Okay, like, mama bear.
I was like, the whole time.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
I'm not kidding.
I feel like that whatever you just did was so real.
No, it was. I swear, when we put up,
I felt that
the labor and delivery vlog on YouTube, you guys are gonna hear the. It was just like
one thing that people should know is so like well. Delivery is not cute.
Hell no.
No, it's not at all.
Like when I see moms post things on their social media with like cute Hella stuff, cute. I'm like,
how y'all do that?
I give it to y'all because I'm not cute. I wasn't cute.
I'm like, y'all either have a very unicorn, special, rare occasion or like, why are you lying to us?
Literally, like, no, I was a hot mess. Like, I have been labor. I call these my labor braids. And when I tell you, it was a giant, Zach called it Medusa bun on top of my head. There was braids sticking every which way. And I was in there like, and the braids were doing this. Oh, hot mess. So a few hours into it, our nurse, and all the nurses were so lovely. I just loved all my nurses. She came in and she's like, the rules just changed. You guys can have another person in the room with you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there very silent because I'm like, okay, my mom is already here. And everything in me knows that Zach would want his dad there. Mm-hmm. But everything in me is also like, dang, like, you know, can I call my sister? But I'm like, I just made deep eye contact with my mom and we were just quiet because we just knew, we knew that we couldn't be like,
couldn't be.
Yeah, we knew like, okay, aww, like we have to let him
have his part two.
Yeah. And then to be honest, the other side of me is like, do I need to speak up? Because do I want Terry seeing me like, you know,
seeing you all
legs open, wide open, right? Like,
I'm just saying,
I'm like, do we really need to, right? Like,
you really need to be in the room with me.
Yeah. But by the time I even could even process that, Zach is on the phone.
Cannot.
Dad. I'm like, okay, here we go.
I guess I didn't have a say.
Right. I'm like, all right, we're doing this. I guess all hands in. Like, I couldn't even like say, wait,
I want my sister.
Yeah. And Zach just looked so like,
that probably made him feel like, okay, I have my family in here too.
Yes.
I have my other half.
And this is where, like, the difference between my first experience with having Ryder versus having Ace and going through pregnancy and labor and delivery without a partner versus with a partner.
I was gonna ask that too, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to share.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the for cool sure thing is, it's like, Cheyenne is sharing with people who are just as loving and want to just as
and
much.
And want to, yeah, love her so much. Yeah.
Terry, Zach's dad.
Who I've known since as long as I've known Zach. So I met Terry back when I was 16, 17.
I had never seen a grown man so emotional, like leading up to this.
There would be
times where you'd look over and he would just be crying. You're like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm going to be a grandpa.
When I tell you, Zach is not afraid to show his emotions, and his dad is not either.
He's very, it's nice to be able to see like
this grown man
like emote and like share his feelings and then be able to talk about it. He's like, and this is why
this
I feel
is
this
why
way.
I'm like, emotional.
Say something to me like, right. I'm good.
It's I just really knew that Zach needed his dad to be there for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Zach called his dad so quick, but his dad was coaching, so he didn't answer at first. So I was sitting there like, wow, maybe he's at work, Zach.
Maybe he can't come.
Cheyenne was like, your moment.
Your moment's over.
The window is closed.
Literally, the window, in my head, the window was closing. And Zach looked at me like, he'll call me back.
You ain't in labor yet.
Right. No. Like, he was looking at me like, I don't give a damn. We gonna keep trying this,
we're
man.
We blow up his phone.
Yes. Terry ended up
from work
calling back so damn quick. And Zach had told him, like, we can have another person in here. Like, do you want to come? When I tell you, Terry was there, and it felt like literal seconds, but aww, he was there so quick. He walked in so, so happy, and he had, like, canceled all his clients for that day. But I also think that he came so quick and did not process what he was about to see.
No.
Because you were already dilated. You were already going through the motions of everything. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He was, I don't think he
processed when he agreed to come. I don't think he processed of what, like, what we were about to do, you know, like,
or like they would all be in the same room.
Right.
Was your room big or was it small?
It was a big room. Labor and delivery was a big room. And so it was fine. So when he walked in, he was just like super, super hype. And then I think he saw me and he was like, shit, like,
This is real.
Yes. Like, you know.
And he has all sons.
Yeah.
Like, Cheyenne earlier in the day was talking about, like, how her
boobs were leaking. And he was like, whoa. I don't want to hear that. And I'm
too
like,
much,
you're
too
about
much
to hear it.
Right. I'm like, it's just leaking boobs, Harry. Like, what's the problem? Like,
leaking boobs.
What's the big deal?
I have milk coming out of them.
Right.
And it, like, genuinely made him, like, uncomfortable. Like, it wasn't, like, a sexual thing. He was just like,
But then this is a lot for me to take in.
Yeah,
like,
he hasn't had to deal with this.
Yes.
So what made me feel really comfortable off the bat was as soon as he came in and, like, you know, that initial excitement of, like, him being there died down, he looks at me and he's like, I'm going to look away. I'm going to look away anytime they come to, like, do anything or, like, check you. And when it actually comes time to push, I'm going to stand behind you. And I'm still going to look away. Like, you tell me when I can, you know, when it needs to.
I love it.
He was super, like, acknowledging of the fact that he's about to see me in my most vulnerable state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at that point, I think that's when Zach realized.
My dad's in the room.
And Zach looked at me like, he won't watch. Like, he's not checking. He's not looking at you. And I'm like, okay. But
no, it's crazy. People used to get delivery with like 10 people in the room. 10 people
watching, like,
no.
Girl, I see the head.
Like, no, like, let's record it and share with the family later, an edited version, but just like, everybody's there.
Everyone there.
I feel like at some point in labor, when you're in active labor, you don't care
what's going on.
Who is looking at you? You want the baby out.
You're just like, you're
legs
so focused.
Open.
You're
just focused.
Whatever. Yeah.
So
I feel that.
Yeah. And then, you know, they would like do different positions to get the Pitocin like really going. And one of the nurses was like, I want you to have the baby on my shift. We're about to up this. Like, we're upping this Pitocin. And I'm like, at this point,
like, girl, chill.
Oh, I was for it. Come on, bring it on, because I was just in the zone. Like, I don't know. I was just so in the zone of getting the baby out.
Your meditation music is working.
Yes.
Like, yes.
It really was. I think I was just so prepared and so focused. And when I tell you, when I was in labor with Ryder, that was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And I wasn't there yet on my pain level.
Mm.
So I'm like, I can take more. And they're looking at me like,
what's wrong with her?
Right. They kept asking me, do you want your epidural yet? I'm like, no, we can keep going. My mom was like, get the epidural. And I'm like, Ma, chill, okay.
Like, I'm okay.
Right, like, I'm okay. And Zach is, doing him, but still. Actually, for the first, like, few hours, he was stuck on watching Startup on Netflix. Cannot lie. When we were going, like, you know, when I'm just laying there contracting and stuff, yeah, like, he would be into it. And then he's, like, back to Startup. It was like he was on the last episode of the final season. So
a little distraction for himself.
He was, like, trying to distract himself. He ate. He was a nervous eater. He ordered so much food. They had tacos, they had burgers. Like,
you can't have none of that, right?
No, I was chewing ice.
I hated that about being pregnant.
Chewing ice
and sucking on water.
Sucking
on water.
Lady kept saying, You want some broth? I'm like, no.
Do you see that taco over there?
I'm gonna say, you're not gonna give me the type of broth that I want, like.
Kyle's like, I'll take some broth.
Love soup.
Make it good, though.
Like, I'll have some Tom Yum broth, please.
I'm done. So I labored for.
Don't say we. Right. You better say we.
No. I labored for a long time, and my mom just kept saying, like, okay, can you guys check her? Can you check her? So at one point, they were like, okay, we want to break your water, because breaking your water just brings it all on. Like, we've done everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're moving along, but, like, this can go faster if we break your water. But they also said, if we break your water, you can go from, like, a 4 to a 10 in 20 minutes. So you might want to get the epidural
now,
before we break your water. And I heard that, and I'm like, 4 to 10 in 20 minutes? I'm not doing that. So I was like, give me an epidural. And when I got an epidural with Ryder, I don't know if I was just already in so much pain that I did not feel the epidural. It did not hurt me at all. But when I tell you, getting the epidural this time, it was so painful. Oh, mind you, I forgot to tell you, to even get the Pitocin in, to get an IV in, they had to bring in. So first the nurse tried. She couldn't find a vein. Then they brought in the IV team. They couldn't find
the IB team.
Girl, they couldn't find a vein. Then they brought in the team above that team, and they had to do an ultrasound on my arm to find a vein to put the IV in. Like, girl, literally lubed up the arm to find a vein. It was crazy.
I had never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, they were like, we can't find a vein on you. Extra. So it was definitely
extra.
They
didn't even have you go like this.
Oh, they had me doing everything. They brought in three different teams to find a vein. So getting the epidural this time was like really, really painful. It was just Zach and I in the room. And I just closed my eyes the whole time. But when they pulled the needle out, Zach's ass is like, whoa. And I'm like, come on, bro. And the nurse goes,
epidural needle?
Yes.
Okay.
What? He saw, you know, that's a long needle.
Usually when I got mine, they told everyone to get out the room.
They had Zach stay in the room, and he stood in front of me.
Oh, so you can be.
Yeah. How did you see how long it is?
I didn't look. Okay. I closed my eyes.
Yeah, I don't know how long it is. I remember people talking about how long it is. Long. But when I got mine, like, I didn't see it.
You don't want to see it.
Yeah. I guess. Like,
I didn't want to see it.
Like this long, is it like this long, this long. But
I don't know.
Zach's reaction. Yeah, whoa.
His reaction was enough for me. And the nurse is like, "Sir, do you need to sit down?" And I'm like, now my eyes are wide open. Like, what are you doing? Like,
not the whoa.
And the do you need to sit down? And I'm like, is he about to pass out? He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, are you fine?
Am I okay?
Right.
Being flushed of color. Like,
it was the whoa that got me. So I got the epidural, and that shit hurt. I cannot lie. It was like, they're like, okay, now it's going to pinch. Now it's going to burn. Now it's pressure. I'm like, okay. You know, my back was just getting like straighter and straighter. After I got the epidural, they're like, it takes between like 25 to 45 minutes for it to kick in and like smooth sailing from here. You know, apparently life's supposed to be great. And life was not great, but we're going to take a break right now.
Yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Freybridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Okay.
And we're back. So I really thought that after Shannon's choking. I really thought after I got that epidural, I was about to have like low key the best high of my life because that's how I remember feeling with Ryder. It did not work.
The best high of your life?
Yes. It didn't work this time. This shit was bunk.
When you say it didn't work, like you still felt all the pain or?
Girl. Yes. Mom was sitting.
Did you have to get a second one?
Mom was sitting there like, push the button. Like, you know, they give you the clicker thing. I'm clicking it, but
they weren't fast enough.
I clicked the button and it like showed the green light showing that they gave you the medicine. I'm sitting there and they're looking at the contraction like monitoring screen and they're like, oh, one's coming. And I'm like, I actually know. I can feel it. Like, I can feel it still. And I keep on saying, I feel this.
I feel it.
And I'm back to my like, I'm back doing my weird hum thing. And Zach is looking like, aren't you not supposed to be able to feel this? Like, what's right. going on? And I'm like, oh, my God, it didn't work. Like, everything in me is like now understands that it did take, like, a layer of pain away. But
it take all away.
It did not take it all away. And I'm just like, okay, you need to channel yourself to a different place. Because what I didn't want to happen was I'm taking the epidural, like, clicking the button and stuff. And then when it comes time to push, I'm not going to have a click left. You know?
They'll top you off.
So I'm like, don't click the button. And Zach is, like, holding the button, like, this button right here. I'm like, don't click it. And I'm just feeling so much pain. And like every time I'm like doing a contraction, my eyes are closed, you know, and then I open them and it's like, Mom, Terry, Zach, like everybody's just looking at me.
And me on the phone.
Yeah.
Mom had me on the
iPod. Mom had Kyle on the phone. And I'm just like, oh man, like I'm like trying to take myself to a different time zone, like aww, somewhere else. So
sorry if I didn't help your focus in that moment.
No. So we're going through this for like a few hours, like hours. And then eventually Zach is like, we're like, let's click it again. Because you're really feeling it. And like your body.
You're feeling your pain.
Yeah. He's like, we're like, you know, you're really hurting. So I clicked it again. And it was the same thing. It was just really, really painful. But it wasn't like screaming pain. It was just like
uncomfortable
pain. It was weird. Because that I pressure. Still, yeah, it was so much pressure and I could still feel the contractions. So I kept saying like, look at the screen. Like, am I crazy or is the screen crazy? And they're like, no, you're definitely in one. And I'm like, yes, I know. And it was just so odd to me. So the doctor comes in and
you also hadn't had Pitocin before.
Right.
And the Pitocin helps increase all of these, like, the feelings. Mm. And I know when I had my epidural, they gave me Pitocin. But at the same time, I think the epidural almost, like, they, like, almost, like, counteracted each other in a way. So it's interesting to hear how you still, one, felt it and really felt it.
Yeah. I was so confused.
I could feel the pressure, but I didn't actually feel like
a contraction happened.
The contraction. No. Yeah. I was looking at the screen.
I felt it. Like,
oh, my body's doing something, guys.
Yeah, and that's how I was with Ryder. But this one I'm like, I don't know, it's coming. Like it was just a lot to handle. So the nurse comes in and she's like, okay,
we're going to check you. And I was at a 9, and she's like, you can be at a 10 in any second. The baby's head is like right here. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to bring in the epidural team again? Because they're going to check your back and see like what's going on. Because it was very obvious that it was not working. Mm-hmm. So they, and she said, you're probably going to push within. I said, I don't want anything until we're about to push. Like if it's 30 minutes before, then let's do it. But if like you don't think we're going to be pushing for another few hours,
don't do it.
Then don't do it. Like I'm trying to save my last good dose.
I'm trying to get high.
She's like, no, we're about to push. I'm like, okay, get the people, like call them. So they come in, they like check my back, and they administer another dose of an epidural through my back. Like instead of going through the machine thing, like they did it again. And they're like, how was that? And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I'm just ready to push. Like, I was just so over the whole epidural experience. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's working, if it's not working, if it's me or if it's y'all.
About to push.
But we're about to push. So we had created, Kylan had created like a Google link. So we sent out the link and it was my dad and my sister watching. And then my stepmom and then Zach's mom was on. And they like propped them up.
I love it.
On the computer. And my doctor came in and she's like looking at me and she's like, we're about to do this real quick and easy. And I'm looking at her like, this is not about to be quick and easy because it took me 2.5 hours of pushing to get Ryder out.
Really?
And wow. Yes. Oh, mind you, the shakes. I started shaking uncontrollably with Ace.
With Ace?
Yeah. Could not stop shaking. And this was probably for the last like hour. Up until even after I had him. It was to the point where Zach was, like, low-key freaking out. My mom was low-key freaking out. And, like, I could hear. I was just so. It was not, like, little shakes. It was, like vibrant shaking.
It was like my chills. Like,
but, like, this. Like, yeah. Uncontrollably shaking. And Zach kept on going, like, is she cold? Like, what's going on? And
that's crazy, yeah.
The nurses were, like, her body is, like, experiencing, like, not trauma, but
no, but
it's going through something.
Going through like a trauma. Like
it is trauma. It's
this is how her body's reacting. And I could not stop shaking. So when it was time to push, I'm like pushing through the shakes. But when you push on a contraction.
Yeah.
So it took me 2 contractions to get Ace out.
Yes.
He was out in about like 4 minutes, if that. And once his head was out, my doctor's like, reach down and pull him out, Shy. And I'm like, okay. So I reached down and I pulled him out.
Yes. It was really something to see. I had never seen that. And it took me a second to realize
that she was pulling him out.
Cheyenne just pulled her baby out.
I didn't feel pulling out Ace.
I was like, Shy pulled Ace out.
It was crazy. Like, beyond crazy.
That makes me so excited.
Yeah. It was definitely, like, wasn't expecting that. A very, very crazy moment. And at first, I was hesitant. I'm like, huh?
I need to touch my baby?
And Zach is like, if she won't do it, I'll do it. I'm like.
Cheyenne's legs are up, and all you see is Cheyenne, like, muster up some strength
and pull the baby out.
Yes.
And it was so weird to think, like, I didn't deliver my baby, but you know,
but you pulled it out. Yeah, you did.
Had a hand in it.
Yes.
Two. And it was a lot.
2 hands.
I think I just started, I definitely just started crying, like sobbing. And I look at Zach and he's just so emotional. Terry's just beside himself. My mom's beside herself. Yes. They're hugging. Everybody on the Google link is like, you did it, girl! We're so proud of you. And I'm just like sobbing. And I'm looking at this like little baby and I'm like, how the hell were you in me, number one? How the hell did I just pull you out?
That part, man.
Yeah, it was just so, so emotional. And they kind of like changed things since I had a ride where normally like once they're out, mm-hmm. they like do skin to skin for a second and then they take the baby and clean them off and then mm-hmm. they bring the baby back and you do skin to skin. That totally changed where they call it like a golden hour now and mm-hmm. they left him with me for an hour. Like,
good. I love that.
Before they took him to like
get cleaned.
Get clean. Like,
actually, they really like hearing that. That made me feel good.
To feel, so he can really feel you.
Right. Yeah. And we did delayed cord clamping. So it was like he was doing skin to skin, and you can see the umbilical cord still like attached and stuff.
Is that a cool experience to see that?
I mean, I didn't see it.
Oh,
wait. I couldn't see the cord.
Oh, cord.
Yeah, because it was so, it was still down there. But saw it and he said it was cool.
Because that's like all the,
it's all the nutrients and stuff. So it was just such a like outer body. Is that what the people say? Like outer body experience?
Hey,
people.
Hey, people, what y'all say?
Is that what you say?
It was such an outer body experience. No, it was so beautiful. Like, if I could have had, like, an ideal labor, that would have been it. Because the pushing part was just so, so, like, all right. My doctor said, make eye contact with me. This is what we're doing. I'm like, okay.
You have the same doctor as Ryder?
Yes. And she knew my experience with Rye and how, like, traumatic it was to get Ryder out. Mm-hmm. So she was like, we're not doing that again. Which is one of the reasons why she wanted to induce. To
induce and get mm-hmm. things going. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So I tore really, really bad with Rye, like mm-hmm. really bad with Rye. I was not walking for, like, normal walking for weeks, like 6 weeks almost.
Wow.
I couldn't sit on anything without, like, putting, like, 500 pillows below me. It was just the worst healing process ever. So I was really, really, like, nervous to ask, how much did I tear? I was so scared. Right. And she's like, I was like, you barely did anything. I'm just putting one stitch here so it doesn't burn when you pee. And I'm like, oh, thank freaking God.
Awesome. Yeah.
Because I was so mentally prepared for the healing process. And it was not, like, it has not been bad at all.
So she's here today.
I'm here.
Y'all.
We're like 2 weeks
I
in.
Gave it to her.
Yeah.
Being here today.
It was such a crazy experience. And to have like my mom there and have Zach's dad there, it was just so perfect. They like knew exactly when to give us our space and to like allow us to bond as a family. And they knew exactly when to like step in, like, mm-hmm. and then like when they were saying goodbye, because once you go from labor and delivery room to your, like after birth room, I don't know what to call it, like,
I was gonna say recovery.
Yeah, recovery room. Right. Basically, like they leave, and then you're only allowed to have one visitor the next day. So like saying bye to them was even super emotional. Like Zach and his dad did like the longest hug in life, and it was just like you just felt good. Aww. Like watching them hug, I'm like crying. So, watching them.
So your mom and Terry were not allowed to come to your recovery room?
No.
Was Zach allowed?
Yes, Zach was allowed to come to the recovery room, and then the following day you were allowed to have one visitor, and that visitor could stay as long as, like, you know, they wanted. Uh-huh. But you couldn't switch a person in or out.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Kyle Lynn came the next day, and that right. she could only come. Like, no one else could come for that day. Yeah.
Oh.
And it was one of the most perfect days of my life.
Yeah, that's we had to call in reinforcements because the first night, so I had Ace at
11:25.
Thanks, Kyle.
Good job.
Do you remember?
I have a sister.
7 pounds, 2 ounces.
Yes. And I was just exhausted, like, after right. going through all that for, you know, the whole day. And then the days before, I was, I had nothing in me to give except milk. Like, and it was here. Like, nothing. I'm like, here, take the boobs.
That was also the cool thing. Like, I feel like he latched on. He was, like, sniffing and moving, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe, like, will move.
Did he latch
head.
On quickly?
Well, the doctors were like, wait to latch and stuff, and like, I'm like, no, why? He wants to latch now.
He was looking for it.
He's like, mom, I'm ready.
Yeah, he latched immediately. He came out hungry, like, and the man is probably hungry right now. Like, he eats really so did. much. He came out ready to latch, and he latched on immediately.
Like, what is this thing called again? A boob K.
Yeah, like, he was ready.
I'm looking through the video, and I was like, it looks like he's smelling around for the nip already. Like, he knows what's game. He's right. Like, I know if I do this, you're supposed to do something for
literally,
me.
Literally, he came out so ready to eat, which was great because I had the worst anxiety and I was so nervous about nursing since I got my boobs done after Ryder. I just was like, are these things gonna work still?
She's like, they're filling up. And is it gonna come out?
I was just so nervous that they wouldn't work.
But they're working.
I'm breastfeeding and pumping. He hasn't, from my knowledge, had a bottle, but he might be having a bottle right now since we're here.
Ooh, so I wonder how he'll take.
Right, I have to ask Zach how that's going. Ew, talking about nursing is making my
burn. I'm sure they're probably getting really hard right now.
They are.
Like,
actually,
let's stop.
No, they definitely are. They're really hard. You can feel it. Yeah, crazy.
This one more so than that.
Yeah, this one feels faster.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's crazy when it's like when the hardness is not down below, but when it's like
and it's up there, and you're like, okay.
You gotta rub the milk down. Like,
release.
You're like, I thought that was my chest and not boob area.
Yeah. It's nursing is a beautiful, beautiful thing, fed baby is the best baby.
Yes.
So I don't care how you do it, but as long as you're fed, you know, it's beautiful.
Ding, ding, ding.
But yeah, it was just such a beautiful experience. And afterwards, after everybody left, it was just Zach and I. Zach did skin to skin.
Aww.
And I just look at him and he's just crying. Like, he's just like
his baby boy.
so happy. And he's
been
waiting
for this.
Yeah, he just like kept thanking me. And he just sat there and just looked so peaceful. It with like tears just running down, and I'm just sitting there like, like my ugly cry. And
my boy,
right? It was just so. It was way too much for me to handle, and that went on all night basically. Because when we got in
emotional,
when we got in recovery, he was like, "You did great. I'm gonna take the baby, like try and get some sleep." And I would wake up and I'd look at Zach, and he was still crying. He was just so overwhelmed by it. And then even when Ace would sleep, I'd wake up and Zach would just be standing over the bassinet. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I just have to look at him. I'm like, okay. He's like, he made a noise. Is that a good noise? Is he okay? Do we need to call a nurse? Like, he was real, like, antsy and nervous. But
attentive.
He's like, there's a baby here, and what do we do?
Like, it was a lot, but... overall, beautiful, beautiful experience. Something that, you know, I'm so happy that I got to experience because, you know, I love Ryder, y'all, but getting Ryder into the world was a tough one. It was so hard. So it's definitely like a night and day experience, with the babies. But, it was great. It was weird. It was weird that it went so well.
I'm happy for you. It sounds like the most beautiful story.
But that shit still hurt.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it did.
It's still birth.
Yeah. Birth is not.
It still hurt.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
But it is trauma on your body. Like, your body is expanding and it's been moved all around. Like, your organs are like all displaced right after you give birth. So it's like.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of postpartum care, wellness checks.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah, we can talk about it on another episode because that's like a whole other thing is the fourth trimester. And we really, really need to talk about the fourth trimester because it is real.
It is. It's a real thing that I don't think a lot of women talk about, actually.
No, they don't.
You don't even know what kind of self-care you can do. Like, I think there's a lot of talk and discussions about postpartum. But even in those conversations, I never actually really hear, like, solutions. And by solutions, like, here are things that you can do to either be, like, preventative of postpartum, or here are ways that you can actually deal with your postpartum and like maneuver through it. Because there's so many women who experience experience postpartum, and it's like there's so many different degrees.
Right, and postpartum doesn't always mean postpartum depression. Like that's something that I learned through this pregnancy, was that saying like postpartum isn't always meaning like postpartum depression. Postpartum is just like after you have after the baby, birth. Right? Yeah.
It's that fourth trimester.
Yeah, so maybe next episode we can talk about the fourth trimester, because I do think that it's something that is just not talked about that we need to talk about as women.
Yes, I agree.
I totally agree on that one. I agree.
And it's, I've been able to see some of the things that Cheyenne's doing to actively take care of herself. And I'm like, I want you to talk about this more, and I want you to share it. And at the same time, I'm like, I'm so excited that I have something to look forward to after like giving birth. Like if it's something, if these were techniques or things that I knew of before, it could have really changed things for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I really want her to share this experience with the TLC family.
Oh my gosh. Like that song is beautiful.
Thanks. That is interesting. It was interesting. All right, guys. I appreciate you all for listening to me ramble on and on about Ace's arrival to the world. I'm excited to continue this conversation. I'm excited to, we should like talk about how Parker got here and how Bozzy got here, and talk about the fourth trimester, and
y'all have some advice this week for our listeners?
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to do a WTF moment?
I have my WTF moment.
I got no advice.
Man. Okay, come on, WTF moment. Go, Shannon. Let us have it.
So this week, Parker lost his tooth.
Woo!
So exciting. And I thought it was going to be the most exciting experience. But this boy, I'm not thinking of it, but I knew his tooth was loose, so I didn't think about it. I gave him a peach. So he was eating it while I was blow drying my hair. And I guess this happened while I was blow drying my hair. So he came into the room. I was like, Mom, I lost my tooth. I said, oh my God, I'm excited. This is so exciting. We're going to celebrate. You want, like, what do you want? Where's your tooth? He said, Mom, I threw it away. And he was so.
Who does that?
He was so sad. I was like, I was so mad. I was like, you did what? He's like, it's in the trash. It was bleeding, Mom. I was like, dude. So here I am.
Does he not know about the tooth fairy?
He does. And that's the thing. I said, well, I guess you're not getting any money. I guess the tooth fairy's not going to come. He's like, but Mom, I want that tooth fairy to come. And I'm like, dude, okay, so where's your tooth? He's like, it's in the trash. Mind you, Parker has their baby teeth. So, and we ate freaking corn the night before. So I'm in the trash can digging, finding a little bloody tooth.
Ew.
Did you find it?
I found it.
That's a mom right there.
I was digging. I took the whole trash bag out, throwing trash out. I'm like, where's this tooth?
Ew.
But yeah, after a while, he had to calm down, because every time I got so excited, like, your tooth is out, your tooth is out. He was like, stop, Mom. He's like, make it stop. He's like, why are you so happy? I'm like, okay, let me just stop. So, yeah, that was my WTF moment.
How much did the tooth fairy give him?
$5.
Ooh.
But you guys, I'm a bad mom.
Why? What'd you do?
I didn't have cash, so I took the money he had in his bank.
Shannon!
That is probably one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time. I think that is the WTF moment. I recycled my kids'
things. I literally did not have cash.
That's the best part of this story.
I didn't have cash, so I went into his little stash of his birthday money, and I was like, well, I don't think he'll notice.
He's not going to notice.
So because he went back into his little birthday money. He's like, Mom, I'm going to put my money back with my, I'm going to put this money with this money.
And you're like, okay.
Okay, have fun.
You smart, son.
Shannon, that's actually a great moment. I can't lie.
Yeah.
The piggy bank is, that's.
That was
my moment of the week. Yeah.
I like that. I like that one.
Thanks.
My WTF moment this week. And when I tell you, I have so many because I have a newborn and a four-year-old and a grown man.
And a grown man.
And whoo.
And chickens.
Y'all, I got chickens. Like
two of them.
What the hell? But I would say this has happened at least three times this week. So just times the story by three. I'm changing Ace, and as you guys know, I'm experiencing a baby penis for the first time. Well, not really. I had bosses, but it's different when it's yours. Like, yeah. It's a whole nother ballgame.
You get to watch versus just
right.
It's yours. Dive in.
Yes. So it's like me and Zach, like we're a team. You know, he's on this side. I'm like right here with the shooter aiming at me. And he goes to the bathroom. I go to change him. When I tell you, I unleash the diaper. Like, I do the diaper. Oh, my God. Shit came like a waterfall out the boy's butt. It was like, and it was like, whoa. So it shot straight at me. The penis shot at him. So he's peeing on his face. Then he turns his head.
Oh, on Ace's face.
Yes.
Ace has peed on himself.
Baby, drowning himself.
Then he turns his head and he's throwing up or spitting up. And I'm like, oh my God, it is literally coming out of all ends. And I don't know what to do first. Like, do I clean the shit? Do I clean the pee on him? Where is the vomit going? Like, it was so.
That's so true.
It was so much. And I look at.
Did she have Zach?
Bro, Zach is sweating, okay?
Oh.
Zach had to take a shower after the diaper change.
Please, I'm after you tell the story,
elaborate
on how many showers that Zach takes.
Oh my God. Zach has been taking so many showers, you guys.
Now more?
No. Zach has always showered a lot. Like, everybody knows about Zach's clean tendencies and shower tendencies. But now, when he wakes up, he has a morning routine where he cleans the house. Mind you, he cleans the house before we go to sleep also. So I don't really know what he's waking up and cleaning the house again for, but whatever.
I wouldn't complain.
Amen.
I'm not complaining. He cleans the house when he wakes up. He lets the chickens out. He plays with the chickens. He feeds the chickens. He cleans the coop. He comes in. He showers. Then he deals with Ace. He sets up Ace for the day. He has a basket that he keeps very organized and stocked with diapers, supplies, and stuff. And then after a few diaper changes, if Ace has a bad one, he probably showers again because Zach gets a little sweaty, he's a little clammy. And then if he has to go to the shed, if he does any type of outdoor movement, he showers again.
He changes his shirt in between.
Between the showers.
That's a lot of laundry, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he does the laundry, so I don't really care.
Oh, there you go.
And then he showers before he goes to sleep. He probably showers 4 or 5 times a day. Not kidding.
He goes through a lot of outfit changes.
Yeah.
Like, for Father's Day, I was like, I'm just going to buy him packs of, like, shirts and be like, here are your dad shirts. Because it's like.
Do you know how many packs of shirts he buys weekly?
Yeah. Oh, and Zach. No.
Yeah.
Zach has this thing where, like, he loves, like, fresh white socks. So he'll only wear them, like, once or twice. And then it's like, he just buys more socks.
And then he puts them in my door. Like, then they're my socks.
He's kind of like.
You can have the dirty
ones. He's kind of the same way I'm learning now with these, like, these white tees. They only get, like.
They get like one or two uses.
Is that one of them, Cheyenne?
Minimal.
This is one of them. I get the old ones, which are really new.
I was about to say they're not old.
Not at all. So that is my WTF. I have a baby shooting out at all ends, and my fiance showers 1,000 times a day, and Ryder honestly refuses to want to shower half the day. So our house is confused. Kyle, what is yours?
It's not really like a WTF, but it's kind of a WTF. Boz is in DC for the month with his dad,
which WTF.
Is a great thing. I'm really happy.
WTF.
At the same time, I miss my child and I'm really sad, but he's very happy. Like, I talk to him every day. He's having fun with his dad. And, like,
he is.
Like, well, that's good that you get to have you time. And
I'm enjoying it. I've got my nails done. I've been getting work done. Like, I'm like scheduling meetings and not sweating when I get on the call because I've been like trying to be like, hey, kid.
Juggling Boz, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I've been like,
able to breathe.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm like, is this what it feels like? And then
I'm about to have two.
Girls. Yeah, and now baby is right. Like, he's been kicking. I've been feeling the kicks more. No, I am not used to it because these little baby kicks have been like, you thought you were comfortable. Bam, like, wake right. up. And I have to pee every 20 minutes. So wake it's up. Like, yeah. So, yeah, my WTF is just that I miss my child. But he is happy. And
that's your happy. WTF?
I mean, other than that, I had a really nice week. I got all my work done. Oh,
fuck you. Can we even say that right. word on here? We don't want to hear about your nice week. I'm getting shit and spit and peed on. And you want to tell me how good your week is?
I got peed on, too.
By who?
Ace. Oh. And on that note, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of not getting peed on by others, but
are not your son.
Your son or nephew. Like, yeah.
We got in this. My boobs hurt.
I'm not kidding.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to the Think Loud Crew. Don't forget to follow us at Think Loud Crew or at our personal Instagrams. Mine is Shy Not Shy.
Mine is R. Kyle Lynn.
And mine is Hair by Shannon C.
Woo! And don't forget to go on our YouTube and subscribe and watch our videos.
Woo woo!
Woo woo! Peace out, y'all.
I don't know.
Not that hard, though.
It was a heart.
All
right, bye.
Bye.
1 has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.